Coast 93.1, what's your moment of pure joy? Hey, they did a survey. They said we have about an average of 8 moments a week of pure joy. Number one is spending intimate time with our significant others, hanging on the couch or in bed, low-key, being on vacation or on the way to vacation.
Oh, yeah.
On a date, but only if you're already in the relationship, because first dates are way too stressful.
Yeah.
Singing along to the radio. That's a moment of pure joy. What's your moment of pure joy? 79 Coast. D.
Spending time with my grandbabies.
That's cute. Eva,
I said,
it's supposed to be joy.
I was saying
you could
joy.
Hear you rolling your eyes.
No,
that's
D,
very sweet,
sweet D. That's so sweet.
That's very sweet. How old are they?
They range from 9 to 5 months.
Oh, wow.
They're just amazing.
Pure joy. You know what? I had an odd moment of joy yesterday.
What was it?
And I think I'm not alone in this.
All right.
I passed a pothole that I've been dodging for like 3, 4, 5 weeks. Finally filled.
Oh.
Right? Catherine, your moment of pure joy.
When I come home to both my dogs.
Oh, no. What kind of dogs? We need a visual.
A chocolate lab and a lab mix.
Oh, my God.
And they're both female, so they're just my happiness. Every time they're happy, and even if I'm sad, they make me happy.
Yeah, you know.
What does female
love
have to do with it? Like, if they're male, they wouldn't give you joy?
No, I connect more with female dogs. I don't know why.
I get that.
They still give me joy, but...
Yeah, right. I'm with you. Isn't that funny? I would want
it's
a female.
Weird.
I know.
Yeah.
I love meeting people's male dogs, but I love a good girl. Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like we have that connection, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You guys need the room or something?
No, we're good.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Have a good
Bye.
Day.
Bye.
Like, all of a sudden, I was like, I don't feel like I'm welcome in this room. Hi, Rhonda.
Don't.
Hi. Oh,
help me, Rhonda.
Okay.
I can't help it. I think in music. Rhonda,
you've never heard that before.
No, never, ever.
Never, Rhonda, huh? What brings you pure joy?
Well, honestly, it's when I come downstairs and realize that my son had a frat party at my house and I slept through the whole thing.
Oh.
That's
damn.
Joy? Was it cleaned up?
You know, it wasn't cleaned up, but honestly, I feel so privileged that these boys feel like they can come over, just have fun.
And tear up your house.
Well, I want them there and not someplace else. But
okay,
when I see
true.
5 kids laying around on the floor halfway off the couch.
Right.
strangely enough, I'm like, okay, this is okay. They feel
right.
safe here. I'm
You're
good.
Right. They're all, right. So then they're coming to you all hungover, and they're going, oh, my God. Do you have any Advil? Can you?
Yes.
Can you? Can you help me, Rhonda? Help,
I'm running out of Tylenol as we speak.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
Can you whip us up some eggs?
Yeah, right.
No, I go to work and I leave them. I'm like, clean up. With
clean
a
up, sign. Yeah.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
A couple of post-it notes. Clean this, wipe that up, please.
Exactly. And,
yeah,
exactly.
All right.
So it's not so bad.
Not so bad. All right, sweetie, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. 432 moments of pure joy. Mm. Back to the pothole question.
Yep.
Where have you seen... Let's do the pothole report. Where have you seen a pothole? Like a big-ass pothole that needs to be filled. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Biggest pothole you drive by. I'm telling you, the one that was right on Westbrook...
Right.
On the ramp getting onto 295 right there.
Big one?
Huge. And every year. But it got filled.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
My pure joy
City.
Moment.
Right.
79 Coast. Pothole report next. Okay.